The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
What I'd like to discuss tonight regarding the topic of the Day of Quds is that I think there's generally a difference in view, in scope, in regards to how to get rid of the Zionist regime. And I'm speaking of the believers. I'm talking about the mu'minin and mu'minat, the ones who are perhaps even participating in the fight, those who are in the battlefields, working against the Zionist regime. There seems to be a difference of view, a difference of understanding of what, how this is going to happen, what is the procedure to do this. And part of that has to do with what's happening. What do I mean? Obviously, the Zionist regime is the one that has brought terrorism to that region. The very existence and establishment of the Zionist regime as a state, as they call it, was through terrorism, literally. The methods that were used were terrorist tactics, terrorism against various Western governments to bend their hands, twist their arms, to force them into accepting the existence of a Zionist entity over there. And also the local people, the Muslimin and Muslimat for the most part, and also the Christians and perhaps the Jews that were already there, they were all terrorized in order to get the Zionist regime there. And from the day they started establishing that, their whole existence has been the existence of a very evil entity that has nothing to do except for war, except for killing, except for torturing, and so on and so forth. That is what we have found over anyone that looks just very briefly. That's all you will find. So in order to combat that behavior of the Zionist regime, there needs to be a defense mechanism that protects the people against these attacks. When Israeli jets go and bomb Lebanon, when they did, when they put their tanks on the ground by the border and they just started going, this is, I'm talking about the early days of the invasion of Lebanon. I'm not talking about the 2006 war. There was an invasion of Lebanon for about 20 years. They had to leave. They were forced out of Lebanon through the work of Hezbollah and the believers there by using the defense mechanism, the arms that they had. They took up arms, they took weapons, they needed weapons to defend themselves. And so they did. They defended themselves and they forced Israel out of Lebanon. In Gaza, we see a similar pattern. This is where Hamas and Jihad al-Islami are, and they have been defending the Palestinians there. And there was a time where that part was occupied as well. And through the defense tactics of Hamas and Jihad al-Islami, the Zionist regime had to pull out of that region, that area, the Gaza Strip. And ever since, these two organizations have been using arms to defend and protect the Palestinian people. Anytime that the Israelis send jets, send drones, send bombs, send whatever they send towards Gaza, you need to have an armed group, an armed organization of believers that are going to stop the brutality, the vicious behavior of this war machine, this killing machine called the Zionist regime, or Israel as they call it. In the West Bank, as it is called, they go in, they protect a group of settlers. The settlers go into whatever house they want, kick the people out of that house. They take their bulldozers and tear down whatever house they want. Settlers treat the Palestinians like garbage on the streets of their own. That's not even considered by international law Israel. Yet, the armed army and police, as it's called, but it's really the military, is present there to protect the animal behavior, the vicious behavior, the inhuman behavior of Israelis that call themselves settlers. And the defenseless Palestinian has got to deal with this military presence, and there's nothing that it can defend. He or she or that family can defend themselves. They have no choice but to leave it. There has to be a mechanism of defense. There must be armed organization, or the believers need to organize themselves with arms to protect themselves against this vicious behavior. That's definitely supposed to be there. And they need to make advancements, and alhamdulillah, they have, by the grace of God. There were days that the only thing we saw in the Intifada was youngsters throwing stones at the heavily armed Israeli army. Now we see they have various tactics. They have missiles. They have drones. Hezbollah one way, Hamas and Jihad al-Islami in another way. When Israel went into Syria and they occupied the Golan Heights, and they're still occupying them, the warfare and the equipment that the Syrians had compared to what they have today. So all of this was to explain a couple of points. One is to show that it is the Israelis that from day one, before they established what is called Israel, they were the ones that brought vicious behavior. They brought weaponry. They killed. They killed not only from the locals and the Arabs. They've killed the British that allowed them to be there. They've killed the Americans that have supported them right there and elsewhere. That's just how they are. Okay. In order, that was point number one. And that was a prelude or a preface to this, to show it's a premise to this, to the logic of their needing to be an organized movement or organized movements. Believers need to organize themselves with arms to protect themselves, protect their lives, protect their families, protect the believers, protect the people, and protect the lands in Palestine. That's definitely a need. And there's a lot of conversation and a lot of talk regarding this. On one hand, the Israelis hate that. They hated when the Islamic Republic was established, and now you have something independent, because prior to that, the Zionists were, along with the Americans, were reaping the benefits of the Iranian lands and resources and so on and so forth in so many different ways. After that, when the Islamic Republic went over there to train and supply the Muslim youth in Lebanon, Hezbollah, very angry at that. And anytime there is any type of advancement that Hezbollah makes, they're very much angry at that. They don't want Hezbollah. They've put Lebanon through a heck of a time. They're pressuring the Lebanese people through sanctions. There's so many different ways for them to give up on Hezbollah. The same way that all these sanctions against Iran, because they've realized this what they call regime or this government set up in the Islamic Republic, similar to Hezbollah, is grassroots. It's supported by the people. It's not like Saddam's government in Iraq, that the people hated it. People genuinely hated Saddam's government across the various sectarian lines that they draw for us. Shia, Sunni, Arab, Kurd, everybody hated Saddam. There were very, very few that were paid one way or another. They were of the oppressive system of Saddam that could have liked it. Otherwise, no one liked it. They've realized that it's not a type of government like that, or even like some other, because in Saddam's case, they really hated him. But other governments, people may not hate them. However, they're not supported by their people. If a government is not supported by their people, then it's very easy to get the people to go against the government and finish them up.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adim Alim Halim Hakim Matim. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.